Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dearest brothers and sisters. Inshallah, everyone is doing well. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us strength throughout this second phase of Ramadan that's beginning now, that people often lose energy in, that Allah gives us a steadfastness and a tawfiq to continue to worship Him in the best possible way. Alhamdulillah, we have reached Surah Hud and Surah Yusuf in Juz number 12. And I would like to speak a bit about Surah Yusuf because I find it to be incredibly pertinent to the situation we're in today. In a previous research study I had done, I had found the importance of uncertainty tolerance to be the biggest predictor of good mental health and people having a positive outlook about life during the current situation. And so I want to explain that a bit by uncertainty tolerance, what I mean by it. The idea that things in life are a lot of things are out of our control. There's a lot of things that we don't know what is going to happen. And those people who are able to embrace uncertainty and say, despite the fact I don't know what's going to happen, I am always ready to do the, I'm always ready to adapt to whatever happens to me. It is those people who find themselves functioning the best in this life. Whereas those people who resist and who are upset when things are uncertain, it is those people who find themselves distressed during these times in life. So why Surah Yusuf? How does it fit into all this? SubhanAllah, Surah Yusuf is one of the most beautiful chapters in the Quran. I believe it's likely my favorite. I find myself repeatedly going to Surah Yusuf, especially when I find that life is getting difficult for me, especially when I find that I'm going through a lot of stress, whenever I'm kind of a little bit just down on things, that feeling a little bit low and my energy is low, when I'm confused about why things are happening the way they're happening, I go to Surah Yusuf because it brings me solace. And this is, subhanAllah, one of the hikmah, the wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when He revealed this beautiful surah to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He revealed it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the most difficult time in his life. And this was revealed after Aam al-Huzn, after the year of sadness. It was revealed after the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ had been rejected by so many other tribes he had visited. And it was at the time where the Prophet was feeling the lowest of the low in terms of his kind of his energy towards the da'wah. Because he felt like so many things that were important in the da'wah had been taken away. He lost his pillar in Khadija, radiallahu anha. He lost his uncle, Abu Talib. And so many other tribes had rejected him. So Allah, out of His love, out of His comfort for the Prophet Muhammad, revealed Surah Yusuf to bring peace to his heart, to tell him that you are the messenger of Allah, that I love you, despite all the hardships that you're going through, despite all the pain that you may have felt, my love will never diminish for you. And Allah is giving us Yusuf's story, alayhi salam. It's the only story of a prophet in the Quran that comes from A to Z in one place. It is the only story of a prophet that you get covered from A to Z in one surah, and there's really nothing else in that whole surah. Usually in the previous surahs that we've spoken about, you find them from Baqarah all the way to Hud. Different prophet stories are sparse in between, snapshots here and snapshots there. But Yusuf's story is just an immersive experience. So for a few minutes, I want to speak about Yusuf's life, especially from the perspective of uncertainty. And Yusuf alayhi salam, as a young boy, you know, who has this dream, that he's also uncertain about what this dream means. That he says, إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. He tells his dad that I had this amazing dream where I have the sun and the moon and 11 different planets. You know, they're all just prostrating to me. And subhanAllah, his dad did not give him the answer. His dad told him that this is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to tell you later, right? He said, don't tell your brothers about it. But what happens next? Shortly after that, Yusuf alayhi salam, his brothers, of course, they have their jealousy towards him, and they plot to take Yusuf out and to get rid of him somehow. So their father gives his love exclusively to them. So what happens to Yusuf? They make a plot and they take him and they throw him in the well. And we know that story. And they throw him in a well and they come back and they lie to their dad. But what's more interesting is not what the brothers have done, it's what Yusuf does. What does Yusuf do? Yusuf takes all of this in stride. You know, he acknowledges that this is, you know, the qada and the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It works in the most amazing ways. We don't know what's going to happen to us. And we don't know we don't have control over the things that happen to us all the time. We can only control our reactions. And so Yusuf alayhi salam, right, you know, he is inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, that you will tell your brothers about this in the future. Like, everything is going to be okay. So Allah is comforting Yusuf alayhi salam. So, you know, you might think at that point, Yusuf's like, okay, I'm going to get out of this well and I'm going to go back home. But it's not that simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He teaches people, wants to give them insight, when He wants to open up their eyes and their ears and give them empathy and compassion and this deep ability to see the events that unfold in life, sometimes He takes us through these difficult experiences. So He takes Yusuf out of the well, but that's not the end of the story, of course. He comes out of the well when people are going around looking for water, and rather than them get excited, they found a boy and set him free to go back home. They actually take him and they say, this is great news. We can make some money out of this kid. And they sell him, of course, into slavery, and then he's bought by the Aziz and his wife. So here you find Yusuf as some uncertainty on top of uncertainty. My God, I'm thrown into this well by my brothers. I didn't expect that to happen. Then these random strangers find me and they sell me in slavery. I didn't expect that to happen. Now I'm the servant in the house of this wealthy couple. Well, now this wealthy couple, the wife, all of a sudden wants to seduce me and she throws herself at me. And Yusuf alayhi salam, no matter what, he's always steadfast. And he always is taking this in stride that no matter what happens, I'm going to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you saw that, whether he was in the well, whether that's he's being accused of something by the wife of the Aziz, every time he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does he say in the Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that even he says that, you know, that that in the nafs la amaratun bisu illa man rahim rabbi, that, you know, that the heart is inclined towards often doing bad things except the heart that Allah has, of course, had mercy upon. So Allah protects Yusuf alayhi salam from not doing anything wrong. But then the situation doesn't end. You know, despite the fact that it was the wife who tried to seduce him and he did not, the wife again throws a party, invites everyone over. She wants to clear her name. When all the women see how beautiful Yusuf is, they all want to partake in doing something haram with him. And Yusuf, again, how would he have expected all this to happen? You know, tells Allah that he says, إِنَّ السِّجْنَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ, that prison is more beloved to me than that which you all call me to. And so now he's even willing to go to prison rather than to do something haram with these women. And lo and behold, he gets taken into prison. Now, think about that level of uncertainty. What does he do in prison? He just does dua, he does adhkar, he does dawah in prison. He's the best prison mate he can be. And of course, he eventually gets out and more happens in the next juz, which we'll speak about the following day. But what I really wanted to speak about and to highlight again was that Allah loved Yusuf alayhi salam. He's a chosen prophet of Allah. Despite the fact that Allah loves him deeply, Allah took him through some of the most difficult, painful things that could happen to a human being. Being taken away from your father who loves you and your mother. Having your brothers be the ones who are the cause of your life being upside down. Being sold into slavery. Being wrongfully imprisoned. Sitting in a jail cell for years because one of the prisoners who was going to get out forgot to tell somebody that you were in prison. But none of this happens except with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has a hikmah. Allah has a wisdom. Allah has a plan for all of us when He takes us through a situation. If it's sickness, what did He intend for us to learn in that sickness? If it's being separated from a beloved, what did He intend for us in being separated from that beloved? If it's loss of wealth, loss of health, being separated from your homeland. SubhanAllah, many brothers I know have been kicked out of their countries through the oppressive governments that are there. But Allah has a wisdom. It is up to us to recognize that Allah loves us, to find solace in the Quran by deeply going to these chapters, like Surah Yusuf. And inshallah, when we do that, we'll find that peace and that tranquility that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ found, by which, by the way, then this surah was a bishara for him. It was a glad tiding that despite all this hardship, you will come out on top. And of course, Yusuf alayhi salam, he came out on top despite the hardships. And the Prophet was reinvigorated with the strength to move forward, knowing that whatever Allah takes him through, it has a wisdom, but that Allah will never forsake him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that courage and that strength to find wisdom and lessons in the hardships Allah puts us through. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.